You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk guide dogs once again, our beloved canine companions. And I am once again joined by Caroline Thomas. Caroline, you've had many great dogs that we've been hearing about. Today we will be talking about another one. So Nuna was the next dog after Gavin, the guide dog. Tell us a little bit about kind of the first time you met Nuna and how things were different compared to the others.
Well, I met Nuna by mistake. She was out training and we just bumped into them in the city, and I met this little dog. She was very tiny, and of course she was a female, and I'd had males up until that point. The trainer who was training her, Jenny, knew that I was ready for a new dog, and she just wondered if it would work. So we gave it a try. Nuna was very, very tiny. She was she came from Norway, because that particular year they had a shortage of dogs and they bought in some dogs from Norway. So she was my Norwegian blonde, and she was the most gormless dog I have ever had. Unlike the boys, she didn't think for herself. So if she was to walk up to a puddle, she would look at it and say, "Oh God, what do I do now, Mum?" Whereas the boys would either go through it or round it. So she was quite hard work. She came at a very good time for me, because soon after I got her, I became pregnant, and she saw me all the way through my pregnancy, and she was a little mum. She loved my daughter and mothered her. So she worked out well in that sense.
How do you mean she mothered her? That sounds quite interesting.
Well, she was very protective of my daughter, but she would... she'd play with her and she would take notice of her, but she was gentle and she was calm. And if my daughter was in the high chair, she would check up on her and all sorts of things that a mum would do. So it worked really nice for us. And of course, I had to pull a push chair. Nuna was, she just talked to it all. Everything we had to do that was a bit different, she just coped with it.
That sounds quite adorable, actually, I think, from Nuna. Now, you mentioned she, you know, needed a little bit more hard work to kind of make sure she does what she needed to. How did you find that compared to, you know, the other dogs you've had that kind of did more thinking for themselves?
Well, I think that the males work for themselves. They want to please and they think. For example, I had Gavin and there was a pothole in the road. I didn't even know it was then. It'd been there for years. And he'd been walking me round it. I was completely oblivious of it until a trainer mentioned it to me. Whereas Nuna would have walked up to it every day and asked me what she should do. She just hadn't got the foresight, if you like. She didn't plan ahead. She just planned for the moment. But like I say, she was a little mum, and that helped a great deal, because I was going to baby classes, baby massage classes, play groups, and Nuna just became a big part of the whole lot, and I could feel safe with her amongst other children.
Did she have any kind of unique funny habits or characteristics that stood out for you?
She loved to steal toast. If I wasn't careful, she would steal the toast, and I never even used to see it go. It would just suddenly be gone. And if she got fed up with all the noise around the house, she would disappear, and I had to go and find her. And every time, she would be laying on my bed, and she wouldn't let me know she was laying on the bed until I moved around the other side, and then you would hear a thud of her tail, as if to say, actually, I'm here having some peace. She was adorable. She was very loving, but she was also very small, which isn't good for my balance. But because we were pulling a pushchair, that balanced everything out. So she came along at the right time.
How long did Nuna work with you?
I think she was coming up to 11 when she retired. We had quite a long time finding another suitable dog for me, and she continued working because I needed to get up to the school and things. So she was quite happy to toddle off up to the school, even though she was getting slower. But she was an adorable, loving little girl. But I do prefer the male dogs.
Well, she definitely does sound adorable, and yeah, like you say, the whole mothering aspect is actually really cute as well.
It's
So
it.
yeah, she sounds adorable. Thank you very much, Caroline. Well, next time we will hear about your most recent guide dog, but for now, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.